I was the chiefest of all mother goats. You know that goat's gonna climb to the top. Some way, somehow, that goat's gonna get to the very top of the mountain. Hath been given me. I don't know good, I don't know evil. I know what we've been taught against religion. But I know that I saw my father, Brother Pruitt, go in and minister in many churches, in religious churches, to bring out the hungry people. Sometimes he went in for a week or two service and closed it in 2 days because the door shut in his face. Like I said, I don't know good and I don't know evil. But I have an opportunity I'd like to offer to the children of God. There's a church in Miguel Alemán, Mexico. It's just across the border. It's about 5 miles from the Rio Grande River. It's a new building. It'll probably accommodate 1,000 people when it's completely finished. They're going to have a Bible school. They're going to train ministers. They're going to teach children. They want me to come and teach English. I don't know yet, but has been given me. This church is in the process of having a 1 week revival every month out of the year. And I feel that these people are open. Last month, first of the month, I had to cross the border and I had to get new paperwork, and it's become a very complicated process. So I felt that it was necessary to spend the night. So I went to these people that have been befriending me for many years now, and I asked them if their guest house was vacant, and they said it was, so I spent the night. They were in the process of having a 1 week revival with the minister out of Canada. I went to the service that night. They have 5 school buses that they go out into the city and park in the plazas. And the people come to the buses, and then they bring them to the church. They ran 3 buses that night full of people. There was probably between 200 and 300 people there that night. Many of them came forward to accept Jesus. Many of them came forward to accept healing. And when he gave the invitation to be filled with the Holy Spirit and come up and be filled, there was probably 75 or 80 people that came forward. These people have accepted me, and I had complete liberty. I went up to these people that were seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit and said, "Abierto su boca," open your mouth, speak in tongues. I laid hands on the men and the women. There was no distinction. I can't say that about Monterey. Most of the churches in Monterey, the women don't touch the men. But in this church, I felt complete liberty. I laid hands on the men's chest. I laid hands on their foreheads. I laid hands on their backs. And I saw many of them speak in tongues for the first time. I feel like this man and this wife are open. I'd like to give you their names and their phone numbers, and if some of you ministers would like to contact him, he lives in the United States in Roma, Texas. He has a computer. I don't have his email address, but I do have his phone number and his address. I feel like if any of you would like to contact him and ask for a 1 week service or a visit, whatever the Father leads you to contact him, I feel like the door is open. And this man has had a vision of the people in Mexico being hungry. And I don't mean spiritually, I mean literally, physically hungry for food. And the Father showed him that there was going to be 1,000 people at the time coming to his church for food, literally to eat, because of the economy of Texas. Like I said, I don't know good and I don't know evil, but he's preparing for that day. And hath been given these people the truth. I feel like they've accepted several of the steps that I have given them. His wife, the doctor told her about a couple of 3 months ago that she had breast cancer. and she's believing the Father God for complete healing. She's not going to go back and have surgery. And she is confessing that she hath been healed. And every time I get around her, I lay hands on her and impart to her and minister. And she's been very, very open about everything I've offered her. I've placed her in the heart of the Father and taken several actions of faith with her. She's more open than he is. He's received a lot from me, but he has a lot of religion still. But didn't we, Brother Ed? The Father had mercy on us when we were still full of religion, and hath been given us to feed these hungry people in Mexico. And I don't mean food, I mean spiritual food. But hath been given. And I feel like this is one open door that if any of you would like to contact this man about maybe a weekend service, about musical, they have a lot of music. They have drums, they have keyboards, they have guitars. They have a lot of music in that church. And it hath been given. And I will leave this on the table back there where it'll be available. I'll try to get some more copies made so you could take one with you if you like. But I will leave this on the table back there if anybody would like to take down the name and the address and the phone number. Hath been.
Lord Jesus. People crying out. Drying dead people. Religious people. Beautiful buildings, keyboards, drums, guitars, no life. No Jesus. The devil, Satan, religion. Whole world groaneth and travaileth. Lord Jesus. Travailing, crying out for what we have here today. I'm just sitting back there enjoying all this heavenly sacrifice just clothing upon me, and I was just translating from glory to glory. You know, we're just now getting started again. Oh, and these doors are opening up, people are crying. I just, while Jerry was announcing that, I just imagine this band and this group of people sitting in that church, just letting all this just go out all over that area and all those people. Lord Jesus, I give myself.
I give myself.
My body and life.
My body and life.
To you, Father.
To you, Father.
As a sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
All of these needs.
All of these needs.
Oh, that's it. Just travail a while. I heard something else in this building this morning. I heard the cooing of the turtle doves. Did y'all hear that? I heard the cooing of the turtle doves at Mother Ministry, moving and flowing in the earth again. Send me, Father. Oh, Mexico. Other places. Hath been organized. Our evangelists. And our teams. Musicians. Oh, many things. Sister Teresa was talking to me about building a building like this. Many things, Father, hath possessed. Quickly, Father, the whole world is groaning and travailing, crying out for this. Quickly, Father, Take me, Father.
Take me, Father.
Do with me.
Do with me.
Whatever you please.
Whatever you please.
To meet the needs, oh, of these people, of the world, Father.
I say,
faith in your great ability, that it hath. It hath been done. La 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 la. Over the holy city, the crucified body of Christ. La 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 la. Oh la 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 la. Oh.
Source of all life, head and hair white as wool, eyes like fire, body shining with glory, bright before me, over that heavenly city, the new Jerusalem. I see the body of Jesus in the New Jerusalem, over that heavenly city, that see that body of Christ, over the heavenly city, source of all
Since there's nobody in charge other than Jesus, my Father God, does anybody else have anything to give? Hath been given if you do. It's been 30 years coming, and it's been way too long. got a microphone right up there.
I just want to say, this is like coming home.
Oh.
And this is just water to my spirit.
Oh.
It's so good to know that you have a family.
Oh.
A family that doesn't know right or wrong. And doesn't judge you for where you've been or where you haven't been. And they're so right when they say this has been 30 years too long coming.
There isn't anything else. We're dismissed. We'll keep music going. There'll be music going all the time.